You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Thomas, who's with the freeze-dry guy. And then we're going to have open lines the last 30 minutes, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, why, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. Now, if you've got a question for Thomas, you don't have to be bashful. You can call him and ask him, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But we're just having terrible, terrible weather. And my daughter lives back in South Carolina. She's got to drive up to Charlotte there. Actually, next couple of days, another big storm coming in. Suddenly, the people are having difficulty getting to the stores, laying in food, all those things. There's shortages of food in a lot of these towns when it looks like there's going to be big storms. And it's nice to have something on hand. Thomas, do you think people are laying in supplies just because of the terrible weather we're having? What sort of response are you getting? And I understand you got a great new offer, something about field units. Certainly, the freeze-dry guy bought up the rations, the field rations for last year. What's that all about?
Well, hi, Stan. I agree with you, and in fact, just before coming on the air with you, I was just looking up about that storm. I've got very good friends in South Carolina as well, and those of you who aren't from the Southeast, they called it snow jam too. Just a couple of weeks ago, that a winter storm crippled Atlanta and a good part of Georgia because people just weren't prepared for it, including the government response wasn't very well prepared for it. So they're under a lot of fire politically in Georgia, in addition to just trying to get it right. But people do need to be prepared for winter storms. It's just kind of the opposite. Here where I am in Arizona, it's been the mildest winter in my 8 years here. I think I've worn a winter coat once, and we do get cold in winter. But, you know, back east, where I was from, up in the northeast in Philadelphia, they've had some terrible storms. And, you know, winter storms are a good reason why you should be prepared, but there's always reasons why you should be prepared, because you just can't predict when these things are going to happen. And while you may want to be able to get movies lined up to watch, if you don't have electricity, it's not going to help, and you're going to need food to eat. So not being prepared, not having a supply of emergency food on hand for you and your loved ones takes a bad situation, which you can't do anything about, but it makes it a whole lot worse, which is something you can do something about.
Now, what are these special rations that Ron took in, apparently the freeze-dry guy took in? Something to do with he bought up all the rations that were left over from last year? What was that all about?
They're called long-range patrol rations, and this is freeze-dried food, just like people may be familiar with already, but They're in the shape of a small brick pack, and they only weigh about 4 to 5 ounces each. But from those, the volume will expand, and you'll get 20 to 21 ounces of delicious freeze-dried food just by adding some water.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you got a question for Thomas, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Send me anything. It's all about making preparations for the difficult times that may be coming.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Thomas is simply saying that you can get the entrees that goes with these long-range patrol rations. They call them LPR, long-range patrol, and they come ready. All you have to do is just add water to them, and so you'll have an entree, Sydney, all ready to eat. And Sydney, if you're thinking of going camping or you'd just like to have a few of these on hand for emergency situations, why, how can people get in touch with you? How can people get in touch with your organization, Freeze Dry Food?
There's a couple of ways that I recommend. Go to the website, and that is freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or give us a call on the phone, speak to one of our expert food consultants, no hard sell, no hassle, just answer your questions, give you some advice, whatever you might want, and that phone number is 866-404-3663, or if you want to remember, 866-404-FOOD.
Okay, fine.
I mentioned,
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-2295. We got a question or comment, Sydney, but I think it's a good idea. People have supplies on hand. And basically, of course, it's not just freeze-dry food. You also have dehydrated food. And what's the difference? And Sydney, why would people be getting dehydrated rather than freeze-dry food? Is there a difference in price? What's the advantage to dehydrated over freeze-dry?
Well, it's really a matter of choice. The prices aren't that different. You get a slightly longer shelf life with freeze-dried food over dehydrated. But the reality is some foods are just better going through the dehydrated process as are some better going through the freeze-dried process. So the beauty of these is not really which one is better or worse, but the fact that it opens up the choices that people have in order to have foods that they might like to enjoy eating in outdoor food activities or in emergency situations. And it's really important that you don't just store food in order to have it, but you store food that you and your family members or your loved ones, whoever they might be, will be willing to eat. In times of crisis or emergency, your immune system is weakened because of the stress and probably the activities that you're doing. You're going to require more calories. And a good meal can easily be the highlight of your day, just as it is with, you know, soldiers in the field on extended missions. Long-range patrol rations could easily be the highlight of their day when they're out there doing putting themselves in great danger to help our country.
And, of course, I think the thing is that people have to understand you can actually get dehydrated cheese, dehydrated butter. I never even thought of those things, but apparently they are available in the dehydrated forms rather, much more so than freeze-dry. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, they're available and dehydrated, but there really are choices in both categories. And the meat, whether it's beef or chicken, it's real meat. It's real vegetables, and it's real good tasting. This process for both of them, whether it's freeze dried or dehydrated, the process is you take fresh food originally. And then you put it through a process where you extract about 98% of the moisture from that food. Now, the good thing is that when you seal up this food, you lock in all the good things that you want. You lock in the taste, you lock in the aroma, you lock in the texture, and you lock in the nutrients of that food. So this food could sit in a can or a pack of chicken, those type of meats. They're very high protein, high energy. You could have them on their own. You could use those with a dehydrated stew. You could use those with freeze dried corn or green beans.
You would add certainly to whatever meat dish you were using. Or it could be used certainly ready to spice up anything. Something we think is important to have. And my wife uses these, right? It's certainly we use them all the time. The Bill spices, good old Bill. But anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, or give us a call. Well, we think that it's a good idea to lay in a good supply and have these supplies on hand. Now, Sydney, of course, you're on the front lines of this, dealing, Sydney, with people calling in. Are there a fair number of people who are making preparations? Do people realize the potential implications of what's going on today? Because I think we're moving into a very, very difficult period. And I think people are going to have to be thinking about how they will begin to look after themselves and their families. What sort of response are you getting from people out across America today, Thomas?
It's interesting. The whole prepper craze seemed to kind of come out of what was known as the zombie apocalypse. People that were preparing for the end of the world where zombies took over, kind of like the very popular Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. But with the popularity of peppers and being prepared, it And it's not just men. It's not just folks from Idaho or Montana or Texas. It's literally 50 states wide. It is females as well as males. It is mothers and housewives, and even younger demographics of people are getting involved. I think Superstorm Sandy really shook up a lot of people and made them think, wow, this can happen anytime. And the storm's bad enough, but not having water, not having food, took a terrible situation and made it even more of a nightmare. So I think the world as it is causing people to be prepared. And I think just the growing sentiment among Americans is helping others to realize, wow, I've got to do something too.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And Tom will be with us for another 10 minutes. Then we'll be doing open lines. So if you'd like to call, if you have a question for Thomas, give us a call. Otherwise, certainly when we get to the half hour, we'll expect to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the last segment. So Needy Thomas will be leaving us at the half hour. And our lines will be open at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Freeze Dry Guy does support Radio Liberty. And so we like to have somebody from their company on to talk to you and make sure that people are making preparations, because I believe difficult times are coming. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when we're going to have some of these cataclysmic events, and whether they'll be natural events or whether it will be the coming war, I don't know. But people should be making preparations, certainly for all eventualities. Well, basically, how long will rice keep if you don't freeze dry it or dehydrate it? And would you get dehydrated rice? Would you get freeze dry rice? What would you actually get if you were getting rice?
You know, these are all personal preferences. What I would suggest is that you call one of our food consultants, talk about what your needs are or what they might be, and we can put together packages for you which help you to get the foods that you want. It's important to recognize that you don't have to do this all at once. So if money's tight, this is something you could just plan to do a little bit. While you want to be prepared today because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, today is just a good time to get started if you haven't done so. And you understand, you mentioned that Freeze Dry Guy supports you and Radio Liberty, and it's good that we do. And many of your listeners call us and email us, and you are doing a good job, and these people are doing a good job in being informed, in being educated, in being enlightened to the need
okay.
to be prepared to take care of themselves.
Okay, Thomas, well, one more time, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website so people would know how to get in touch with you. What's your telephone number? What's your website? And Sydney, when should people call?
866-404-3663 or 866-404-FOOD, or visit us online at www.freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Okay, and then you can find a list of all the various products that they carry, and you carry other things besides just a freeze-dry food and certainly dehydrated food. You actually have a whole line of preparedness products, don't you?
Yes, even if you want to not forget your pets, we have food to have socked away for your pets in times of emergency, and if you want to help somebody else get ready, we can do gift cards. Because what we find is some of our most prepared customers want to pass on their knowledge, want to pass on their passion for this to other people who aren't so prepared.
All right, fine. And so, of course, our suggestion is if you're in a position at all to begin to prepare, begin laying in supplies, because you just don't know enough. We've never seen a winter like this last one. I mean, in the South, why they've had terrible ice storms and freezing storms in Atlanta, and the middle of Texas. I mean, this is just incredible that these things are going on. And I don't know what this all forebodes, but I do know here in California, we've had a terrible drought. Fortunately, we are having rain now, so we hope it's going to continue. But something strange seems to have happened as far as the weather is concerned, and whether it has to do with the fact that the sun already is supposedly in the terminal stage of its cycle, 11-year cycle, was to be having all sorts of hot spots and flares. And suddenly for about almost 6 to 9 months now, this hasn't happened. I mean, it's not following the regular cycles that the sun has always followed before. And we don't know why, but we do know that something strange is happening. The weather is strange. Some people say it's a government program, and maybe it is. I don't know. Or maybe it's simply the sun, or maybe it's an act of God trying to get our attention. I don't know what it is, but I do know that we're living in strange times. Thomas, you got about 60 seconds to wrap up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners right now? And remember, oh, if you'd like to give us a call or something for the next half hour, our number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It'll be open lines the next half hour, so give us a call. But Thomas, what's the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I think the important thing, Stan, is to keep listening to you, keep listening to your own intuition. The government is not going to be there to bail you out in times of crisis or emergency. Homeland security begins at home, and people need to take care of themselves and their family members and their loved ones.
I think that's good advice. God bless. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay, sir. You well.
Bye-bye. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Juice Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Juice products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. It's open line, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. There for the next half hour, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. But have you ever wondered why we're not certainly enforcing our immigration laws? I mean, certainly they could stop people coming into this country illegally, but they're obviously not really trying. Certainly the mayor of New York got up and gave a talk recently and said, you know, certainly to all certainly our fellow illegal immigrants here, you know, we're certainly not going to do anything to make your life miserable. You're just as much of a citizen as I am. You're here illegally, but that's all right. We're going to make your life easy. We're not going to enforce any immigration laws. We're not going to let them try to throw you out of the country. And why would the mayor of New York do that? Why is it there's an organized effort not to enforce our immigration laws? Well, because they really can't tell the American people the truth. And what is the truth? Well, the truth is that certainly all these smart people are always trying to come up with wonderful new programs. And a program they started about 30 or 40 years ago was just to have less children. You don't want to have a lot of children. We got too many children. Certainly a lot of families, four or five children. So they got to get the number of children down and certainly down less than then suddenly, two children per family. And basically, of course, in the white population, they're not telling you any of these things because most of what you get through the media is a lie. They tell you the reproduction rate's about 2.1. And it is if you suddenly look at the entire population. But among the white population, it's about 1.67 children per family. So we're not really reproducing ourselves. And basically what's happening is we have the older people, they're all growing older, and we don't have the number of young people coming on board to take care of them. Now, when they started the Social Security system back in 1935, why? Because you had one person retired, you had 50 people working. Today, you have one person retired. You have about three people working. Very soon, you're going to have one person working, and you're going to have two people, pardon me, you're going to have two people retired. And I'm sorry, you're going to have two people working for every one person retired. And pretty soon, you're going to have one person working for every person retired. Basically, right now, we have about 57 million people on Social Security. And about three people working for everybody who's on Social Security. But another 10 years from now, we're going to have a dramatic increase in the number of older people, people who are eligible for Social Security. They keep trying to raise the age because, of course, they realize this whole thing is going to fall apart. But they don't want to tell the American people that all of these programs they've come up with aren't going to work. But basically what's going to happen is another 10 years from now, we're going to have about 75 million people retired, and they're going to be collecting Social Security. And we're suddenly, one reason they're bringing in the illegal immigrants is to have somebody paying into the Social Security system. That's what it's really all about. But they don't want to tell you that. But actually, we increase certainly the number of people on Social Security. Right now, we're putting about $600 billion per year into suddenly in Social Security. And it's going to be getting up pretty close to, suddenly another 10 years from now, pretty close to $900 billion, pretty close figure. We're in round figures, $1 trillion. Right now, we're putting out $1 trillion for Medicare and Medicaid. And so it takes between $1 trillion for Social Security and $1.5 trillion for Medicare, Medicaid. That's about $2.5 trillion. That's all the money we're taking in. We're only taking in about $2.5 trillion. So all the money that's coming in, and so food, between Medicare and Social Security and food stamps and Obamacare, there's not going to be money for the military. There's not going to be money for the Department of Agriculture. Basically, the whole system is going to come down, and they know that. They just don't want the American people to understand what's really going on, because all of these efforts to have man plan our society just doesn't work. If you want to have solved the problem, what you do is you cut back on taxation, you cut back on government regulation, you put some tariffs on, and I don't like tariffs, I wish we didn't have to have them, but put a flat 10% tariff on so that we can basically certainly stimulate production here in America. It'll be more expensive to buy things from overseas, and the economy would take off and would be in good shape. But, of course, this is not going to happen. They're going to keep trying by one means or another to make the system work. And it's not going to work because, of course, basically the older people don't want to give up their benefits. The younger people don't want to pay more taxes. And basically, we're going behind somewhere between a half a trillion and $1 trillion every year. And we'll be doing this indefinitely. They tell us it's going to drop temporarily, but it's going to come back again. And basically, the whole thing is going to collapse. And they know that. They just don't want the American people to know that these people are not anywhere near as smart as they pretend to be. Besides that, there's some people who want to topple the system because they want to bring in then this one world government, the one world financial system, and of course the one world religion. And you don't have to destroy the current system to build this wonderful new utopia with a different God. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have James calling from South Carolina. It's open line. Hi, James. How are we doing?
Doing well.
Have a question or comment? Go right ahead.
Got a couple of things for you. The first one is this. I was in Greenville the other week, Greenville, South Carolina, and they got four or five billboards all around the town, and the billboards say, federal workers deserve more for all that they do. Federal workers deserve more for all that they do. And I'm wondering, has anyone else seen these signs? I find them very peculiar, but they are definitely there.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been back to Greenville for a long period of time. Maybe somebody out in the audience has. But I will tell you, basically, the problem we got is too many federal workers. We need to get rid of about three-quarters of them, and we'd have a much more efficient society. And basically, what they're trying to do is justify paying federal workers more. Federal workers get more, much, much more than people in the general workforce, and I think that we ought to cut back on the amount of money we're paying them myself, because we can't afford it, James. This is the problem. This is why socialism doesn't work. Eventually, of course, you're putting out so much money on welfare benefits and food benefits and housing benefits and education benefits and all of these things, and retirement benefits. There's not enough money coming in. You can't raise the taxes because the people don't want to pay more taxes. And the whole thing collapses. That is why founding fathers knew this. This has happened. This has happened many times before when they've had democracies. And that is why Plato said in the Republic, and you can look this up on the internet, democracies always degenerate into despotism. I wonder why they never teach that in our schools and our colleges. Democracy always degenerates into despotism. But look it up on the internet. You'll find it's an accurate quotation from Plato. And he said that about 2,400 or more years ago. But I agree with you, James. Suddenly you ought to just get up there and just write a little something. Federal employees deserve less. Go right ahead.
Okay. I got one other thing. Everybody talks about Ted Cruz, and I like to listen to him. I like what he says, but I just want to know what you think. It's my understanding that Ted Cruz was born in Calgary, Alberta, that his father was a Cuban citizen. His mother was an American citizen, but his father wasn't. Ted Cruz is still, now as I speak, still a dual citizen of Canada and the United States. That's my understanding.
Well, I wouldn't hold that against him. You know, basically, he has no control over that. It's what he stands for, what he says, and how he votes that's important to me. If he's a dual citizen, why shouldn't he? I would not criticize him for that.
You think it's okay for a United States senator to be a dual citizen?
Well, I think that he was born in Canada, and he's taken out American citizenship. I think that there's a lot of things I'd be much more worried about. In fact, he's a dual citizen.
You don't think he should have renounced his?
Well, maybe he could. I just don't know. I haven't even given it a thought. Wait a minute. Somebody's writing in something. And just right here, there, my producer's writing, he just gave up his Canadian citizenship. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what my producer, who's a very, very astute lady, said. Why don't you check that out, James, and then let us know whether that's the case or not.
Okay.
Or no, would you feel better if he gave up his Canadian citizenship?
I don't think, they're talking about him running for president. I think it would be very odd to have a president of the United States who was a dual citizen.
I'm not sure that he could run for president of the United States if he was a Canadian citizen. Maybe you could check that out as well. But my understanding is you have to be a naturally born citizen to become an American citizen. Now, whether the fact that either his mother or father was an American citizen would influence that, I don't know. But I would think you'd need both of your parents to be citizens. Of course, that's not the case with Obama. So maybe that is not a requirement.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stanton.
Anything else, James?
No, that's it.
Okay, fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And why doesn't somebody up there get your computer out or your iPad or your iPhone and look up and see if Ted Cruz has given up his Canadian citizenship? It would be very interesting. Certainly, he's saying all the right things. Of course, I will tell you that I never listen to what people say. I see what they do. I see what they vote for. It's like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said everything right. Everything he said is what I believe. But you see what he did. He actually increased the power of the federal government. He massively increased the federal debt. He was very, very critical of Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter, over 4 years of the presidency, increased the federal debt from $800 billion to $1 trillion and basically increased it about $200 billion. And certainly Ronald Reagan criticized Jimmy Carter for doing that. But of course, Ronald Reagan increased the debt, not $200 billion, he increased it $200 billion every year he was in the presidency, increased the federal debt $1.7 trillion in the 8 years he was in his presidency. And he said, well, we had to do that, you know, to defeat the communists. We didn't defeat the communists. Nothing had really changed. In fact, we were financing the communists in both Russia and China since the inception. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind our leaders. Well, no lines, ladies and gentlemen. We'd love to have you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I was just doing a little bit of research on the number of people from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission in McCarter's regime and Ronald Reagan's regime. And at least the I was just reading how accurate it is, I don't know, but probably not too far from the truth. The treatise I have I found on the internet, he said that Jimmy Carter had about 291 members of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations in key positions in government, and these are subversive organizations. What do I mean by subversive? They want to subvert our way of life. They want to do away with our constitution, take away with our national sovereignty, and move us into a one world government. They are subversive. They want to subvert our way of life. Now, Ronald Reagan very justifiably was critical of Jimmy Carter because he had so many members of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations in his regime. But when Ronald Reagan became president, at least according to this report, had over 280 members of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission in his regime. And people really don't understand that these people control both political parties. They have, certainly going back to the 1920s, and they do today. If you think that Barack Hussein Obama does anything independently, you don't understand what's going on. He sees every single day Susan Rice, who came from the Trilateral Commission. Susan Rice is his national security advisor. She came from the Trilateral Commission. She's a member of the, she had to drop her Trilateral Commission membership when she suddenly became the UN, pardon me, the American ambassador to the United Nations. But she was a member of the Trilateral Commission before that. She still belongs to the CFR. She went to Oxford. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She is part and parcel of this intergroup. And they're the ones every day who tell Barack Hussein Obama what to do. And believe me, he's smart enough to know that if he doesn't do it, they'll send him on a trip to Dallas. And basically, when he became the president, he selected 9 of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission to be certainly on his cabinet and among his closest advisors. I mean, basically, there's only 87 people, and 11 of them are in key positions in the Obama administration. I'm sorry, maybe it's only 9. No, actually, it was 11. And basically, and of course, the CFR suddenly makes up most of the key positions and whatever it would be. In fact, if you look at the people who control our monetary system, basically, there are 6 major banks. And basically, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Sydney, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And they all tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the chairman of the Federal Reserve System. Sydney always comes from the Council on Foreign Relations of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Ben Bernanke, Sydney, was an exception to that, but he was a rare exception. Ordinarily, this very, very small group that controls the reins of monetary power, and those who control the monetary power control the nation. Bruce from Durham, Michigan. Yeah. Oh, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, comment. One of the things I like about you is that you don't idolize Ronald Reagan. I just had to call in and comment on that. You know, 90% of our conservative brethren don't want to hear that. I mean, it's incredible. Are they cowards? Are they stupid or lazy? You're absolutely right. You know, we need to watch what a politician does, not what he says, no matter how macho and tough talker. Cowboy talking, he talks like Reagan disappointed me extremely, too. I'm glad you said that about him.
Well, I try to tell you the truth, and basically yep. One of these evenings, why, of course, I will tell you the whole story of Ronald Reagan, because
good.
Although basically he came from California, I knew people who knew him intimately, and basically Ronald Reagan said everything that was right. But of course, and he, of course, went to church, but even his own minister was not certain whether he was an evangelical Christian. He could talk Christianese. But, of course, there are other forces at work here in our society that most people are totally unaware of. And until you understand there is an occult movement here in the world, that suddenly, if you read some of the things that Ronald Reagan said, he often referred to a story. It's a wonderful story about this sort of ethereal figure that appears certainly before the signing the Declaration of Independence. It's a story that Manly P. Hall told. And why would Ronald Reagan be repeating a story that that Manly P. Hall would have told? Manly P. Hall was the leading Satanist of that era. He died in 1991, but Manly P. Hall led the occult movement in the United States. Why would Ronald Reagan certainly quote him? Well, we're going to have to go to the break. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Bruce had called in, and he said he was very, very happy I was talking about Ronald Reagan. He said, most people don't want to hear that sort of thing. Many criticism of Reagan. For whatever reason, he actually brought in almost as many members of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, into his regime as Jimmy Carter had. Why would Ronald Reagan, the arch conservative, have suddenly brought in as many members of this or secret organization, this covert organization, because that it really is a covert organization. And when you get into the background of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, you'll find out that many people are afraid to talk about it for fear of their lives. I shall never forget, certainly, when I went back to Georgetown University. I went to Professor Quigley's papers there. I came across a manuscript that said Professor Quigley wrote about the background of the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations in America, the Royal Institute in England. But it was an incomplete manuscript. It was fascinating, but incomplete. And the following year, I went there in 1981, why a book came out called The Anglo-American Establishment, and it was the complete manuscript, and somebody had gotten it from Professor Quigley's papers after he died and actually had gotten that published. Now, Professor Quigley could never get it published, but this gentleman actually had gotten it published through a private concern. And basically, I was able to track him down. He was very surprised that I had his name because he tried to keep his name off, from being associated with it. And when I tried to get him to come on the program, he was frightened. He would not come onto the radio program because he feared for his life. He feared that these people in these secret organizations would have him killed. Certainly, we know that Professor Quigley learned about the Council on Foreign Relations and its background from an Alfred Zimmern, Professor Alfred Zimmern of Oxford. But Professor Zimmern made Professor Quigley promise that he would never tell anybody where he got the information because Professor Zimmern feared for his life. And basically, the only reason I know this is because I went through Professor Quigley's papers and I found all the communications between Quigley and Sidney Zimmern, where they were trying to figure out who was in the conspiracy, who was behind it. But of course, Professor Zimmern feared for his life. Do these people really kill people? Yes. And if you haven't heard our 4-CD set, it's entitled The Deadly Assassins. You need to get it. Where I actually interview a couple of professional assassins. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book, The Anglo-American Establishment. It was Professor Quigley's manuscript. He wrote it in 1949, and he could never get it published. He died himself in 1976. What's that? 20-some years later, 26, 27 years later. And really, because it wasn't published until after he died. But basically, they have that much power. They can suppress information in America. They've been able to suppress the information about Adolf Hitler. And I'm firmly convinced, after having talked to Dr. Jerome Corsi, incidentally, he'll be our guest tomorrow afternoon. And Jerome Corsi has researched the background of Hitler. His book, Hunting Hitler, you can get through our ministry. Hunting Hitler. And then the book Grey Wolf. We've talked to the authors of that book, and basically they went to South America and talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler, who knew Adolf Hitler. And of course, there's all sorts of things in the archives that have been suppressed. I mean, correspondence from J. Edgar Hoover, who knew that Hitler was alive in South America, and Sidney was trying to find out where he was, but they had no intention of doing anything. Why didn't they want to get Adolf Hitler? Why didn't they want to punish this man responsible for the death of some 60 million people? Why? Because he was deeply involved in the occult, and J. Edgar Hoover was involved in the occult, and the leaders of both England and the United States were involved in the occult. And Winston Churchill was a druid. Winston Churchill was a druid, and nobody's ever going to tell you that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time on the air. Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul McGuire. And Paul certainly has written, 22 books, something like that. And he's certainly been a talk show host 10 years. Isn't he was a key figure there at Kay Bright in Southern California and certainly on the Crawford Broadcasting. But we're always pleased to have Paul on because he's right on the cutting edge of what's going on today. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on your program again. And hello to all your audience.
Well, tell us, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
I think we're going to be talking about what I would call the occult, the hidden and secret occult technologies and sciences that are very much at work today, but began in Atlantis and the biblical proof for them.
All right. Well, that sounds fascinating because, of course, there are all sorts of scientific things that we don't know about that are being suppressed from the people. And basically, of course, they are tapping into the supernatural and trying to certainly merge all of this together. So you pick up the story.
Well, you said it very accurately, Dr. Stan. It's being hidden from the people. And what people need to understand is that our current science and technology, in my opinion, is anywhere from 100 years to 200 years more advanced or into the future than the average person realizes. In other words, I am convinced that there are many technologies that are being employed today all over the world by various nations, which most people, if they heard about them, would think that they belong in the realm of a science fiction movie. But in actuality, these technologies and sciences exist, and they're being used now.
Well, can you give us some examples of them?
Yeah. Let's talk about most of these sciences, by the way, are what I call occult sciences and technologies. And I found this personally very difficult to accept, and I had to do a lot of research. And that is, I did not understand at the time, when I first began researching this, that interdimensional beings, or demons, if you will, or fallen angels, not only did they have and do they have technology, but they have the power to impart technology to mankind. And if we go back, for example, to Nazi Germany, which you and I have talked about a number of times, the entire reason that the Third Reich was so advanced when it came to the science of genetics or the science of modern mind control or rocketry was not just because they had very brilliant technology people and scientists, but they actually on a regular basis access supernatural information from supernatural sources, which gave them the lead in the space race and many other sciences.
And I think that's fascinating. And basically, of course, you go all the way back certainly to Thomas Edison. I mean, Thomas Edison came up with all sorts of amazing discoveries. And but what most people don't understand is Thomas Edison was deeply involved in the occult. And then we have Tesla, certainly, who was a contemporary of Edison. And Tesla was deeply involved in the occult. And when I look and see what we can do with our computers today, and I marvel at this and the things that we can, I mean, that we have, that we have. But of course, Bill Gates certainly has been dabbling with the occult in the past. And basically, much of what we see in the way of our modern computer technology comes from the occult. And I suspect there's a lot more that Paul's going to be able to tell us about. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul is saying suddenly some things which I think are true, absolutely true, but we never talk about it. And that is the force behind the Third Reich and the Nazi movement was occultism. And basically, of course, there were a number of secret occult societies over there, and they were the ones that put Adolf Hitler in power and kept Adolf Hitler in power. And basically, of course, the Nazi scientists were actually going to clairvoyance, to mediums, and this is where they got a lot of the scientific information that allowed them to be so advanced as that, certainly, and come up with a lot of the rocket science and many of the other things that they had. And of course, many of these things were brought to America at the end of the Second World War. When we brought all these Nazi scientists to America who had been working with the occult, and they were to bring the development, their scientific developments over here, and this is, of course, the basis of much of our science working behind the scenes, was the Nazi occult scientists. But the idea that the scientists would be suddenly tapping into occult knowledge and clairvoyance is so difficult for people to believe, but I believe it. And until you understand that the spirits of battle, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. So, Paul, please pick up this story, because I think it's so vitally important that you bring this out. And incidentally, Paul has a book, and we're going to be carrying it. It's called Prophecy and the Future of America. The Prophecy and the Future of America. And you need to get the book. You need to read it. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Have those books been sent yet, incidentally?
Yes, you should. In fact, they were sent 2 days, so you should have them somewhere at your ministry.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Basically, they don't tell me what's going on, but we will check on it tomorrow. I'm really looking forward. I've read the book, and it's an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get it, and you need to understand the relationship between what's going on today and the occult. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons that I wrote the book was to explain this, and the reason I wrote the book to explain it is people want to, for example, engage in spiritual warfare and pray, which I support, but they need to know the nature of the spiritual battle they're involved in. So the Nazis were deeply involved in the occult. Wernher von Braun, who was the founder of NASA and brought here by the U.S. government, he worked on the island of Peenemünde in near Germany, where there was a secret occult experiment and Nazi rocket scientist experiment. And there was a gentleman here in Pasadena, California, whose name was Jack Parsons, who was the head or the co-head of Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist Order of the Golden Dawn cult in Pasadena. Now, Jack Parsons invented the rocket fuel that made it possible for the U.S. space program to launch, so to speak. And Wernher von Braun praised him. But Jack Parsons was openly a Satanist and was involved also in receiving scientific information
from supernatural sources.
And basically, Parsons was one of the heads of the American Space Agency, wasn't he?
Yes.
And basically, if anybody's ever wondered why we spent all this time worried about going to the moon, I mean, why is, you know, spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to go to the moon? And it really doesn't make any sense unless you understand the spiritual implications of this, because the people who were involved with our, certainly with our space agency, were involved in the occult, and Jack Parsons was one of the leaders of this whole movement. And the fact most people don't understand his occult foundation, and the fact he was tapping into the supernatural power and knowledge, once you understand that, a lot of these things begin to make sense. Go right ahead, Paul. I think this is so important.
Yes, you're right. And what people need to understand, and why I wrote the book and went into detail on these subjects, people need to understand that in America today and in the world in general, we were warned about this Orwellian world ruled by a scientific dictatorship. But what a lot of people don't understand is that people like Aldous Huxley and people like H.G. Wells, who in one sense pretended publicly to be humanists, were privately deeply involved in occult research. And in fact, a lot of people don't understand that the science of modern mind control, which is highly sophisticated, comes from occult teaching. So what people don't understand is that it is possible to program human behavior, just like you would program a computer, oftentimes with the individual who is being programmed unaware of it. And once you understand that scientific truth and that spiritual truth, that answers many questions about strange behavior and strange circumstances in the history of our nation.
I think that's fascinating, and I think you're absolutely right. Go right ahead.
So we have a man named Brzezinski, who was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, headed up by Rockefeller. And, of course, Rockefeller and his family created the United Nations, and their goal, which they have stated numerous times, is the creation of a one-world government. Now, Brzezinski is one of these members of the scientific elite. And he openly calls for the use of what he termed psychotronic weapons on the people of planet Earth, and that would include our nation, in order to control them so they could move ahead with their agenda of a new world order. Now, and then he said afterwards, and I'm paraphrasing, he said that people such as himself, and H.G. Wells said the same thing, are beyond traditional morality. They're beyond traditional notions of right or wrong, because, of course, Brzezinski doesn't believe in a god, and therefore they believe that because they're genetically superior, and they really do believe they're superior, that they have an innate right to rule and dominate us through a scientific dictatorship. And that's what the world is becoming today. This matches up with Bible prophecy, but the world is becoming under the control of a very sophisticated and hidden scientific dictatorship.
And we're moving at a phenomenal rate at that direction, and the average individual really doesn't understand this. That is what's so frightening about this thing. They saw nothing wrong with what he did, or what Himmler did, or what Bormann did, or even what Joseph Mengele did as he carried out these macabre experiments. And Joseph Mengele lived out his life comfortably in South America. And where is the outcry? Why there should be people should be standing on the street corners screaming this out? And yet most people have no idea. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, and the reason is that these men are counting on the fact that the average person in the public has been dumbed down by the American educational system and through genetically modified food and EMF waves and all kinds of things. And they believe, and unfortunately they're right in many instances, that the average person is neurologically incapable of processing these thoughts and even believing it. In effect, they have erected a neurological firewall in the brain of the average person, where the average person has great difficulty even believing this kind of thing exists, and they usually have a knee-jerk reaction and say it's a conspiracy theory. But they don't understand that by even using the words conspiracy theory, that the term conspiracy theory is literally a hypnotic. It's a mind control word. It's a term used to force people through peer pressure to only speak and think about the subjects that they want them to, for fear of peer rejection or being called a conspiracy theorist. They use that term to control people's thinking.
You're absolutely right, and that's why we do what we do. I know why you do what you do, is to try to reach those people who are still able to think and think clearly about what's going on. Go right ahead.
Well, neurologically, in the school system, what we have is all the teaching is now teaching towards the test, which is essentially the memorization of useless facts and simply regurgitating whatever dogma they've been taught. Then you're rewarded. Then you get scholarships. But they have gotten rid of teaching, for example, the arts and music. And by doing that, they've shut down the right brain. Do I have time at this moment to continue, or are we taking a break?
We're going to take a little short break here. Our guest, of course, is Paul McGuire. And we're talking about the mind control programs that are essentially being waged against the American people. And most people have little or no idea what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul and talk about his book, The Prophecy, The Future of America.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their life.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thank you.
this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And Dr. Cuddy is simply telling us about a program, Diane Sawyer, 20 years ago, where they said she's interviewing 20 years ago some fellow, he's retired military, and he's sitting out at the dump picking up all sorts of things to use in these explosive devices, and he is making explosive devices. This is 20 years ago. Now, he's doing it certainly under the auspices of the government. They know what he's doing, and so he's putting together these explosive devices. 20 years ago, he's retired military. He's carrying out some experiments on how to make these terrorist things, how you can make them right here in America, over these explosive devices very readily. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Well, actually, the device doesn't explode. What it is a high-frequency device that he creates out of just junk. And so he'll point it at a car he had. Then Diane says, to be sure he had rigged this thing, here's our car. And so he points this high-intensity, high-frequency, zapping with his, one of those things, at the thing, and it just knocks the car's engine out. Go poof, poof, smoke, and boof, the thing crashes. And then he says, and this is from nothing. He says, and then he goes into how the Chechen rebels actually use this, the terrorists, as they're known over in Russia, from Chechnya. He says, this is what the Chechen rebels to knock out the police communications when they had their big takeover there, when they went into the building and the schools and all that, took over the place. And so she says, well, how about the KGB? And he says, oh yeah, they are way ahead of us in this. And so then she interviewed the top defector from the old Soviet Union. He says, oh, yes, 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 we've had this a long time. He says, in fact, we used this in the American embassy. She said, what? She said, yeah, we wanted to install some of our listening devices, so we zapped the American embassy with one of these things and created a fire alert. You know, the alarm went off, ding, ding, ding. Oh, here come our wonderful Soviet firemen, KGB, here, and we're, yeah, clean out your building, fellas. You know, let us alone. Must be a big fire in here. All you embassy guys, you know, leave. Get outside. Leave us alone here. And so they could plant their listening devices. But the bottom line is this guy, through just going through a junkyard, could pick up enough stuff to make in his little shop in the backyard one of these machines. And so you have to ask yourself, how come the terrorists haven't used this, the high frequency zapping devices? If it's that easy, you can just pick it up from some junkyard and the parts to use. And so it's not just the little weapons. It's not just the toothpaste tube. It's not just the little cherry bomb, tossed into, the middle of a cafeteria at lunch from a motorcycle or something like that. But you can make major weapons even if you're not very knowledgeable about science and you don't have a PhD in nuclear physics or something. But none of this, none of that has been used. They keep, talking about airplanes and a suitcase with a bomb in it, so on. But there's a whole lot of other stuff that, like Dr. Stan says, they simply haven't used it.
And, of course, basically it would be very easy. Certainly, you go all over America lighting fires, and by the time anybody saw the fire, you'd be 50 miles away.
Yep.
So there's so many things that could be done to disrupt our society, and they're not being done. But nobody ever asks why, if there are all these terrorists out here who hate us, why are these things happening? Why do we go along living a very wonderful lives in a utopian situation where the government provides for us from the cradle to the grave, and certainly provides us with food and with housing allotments, and certainly with unemployment insurance and disability insurance, and well over 100 million Americans are on Medicare and Medicaid, and about 60 million Americans on something on Social Security, a disability. We have more socialism in Russia than in the United States than they ever had in Russia, and life just goes on so well. And the question is, why, if there are all these terrorists out there, aren't they disrupting our society? Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. And so then I told John, I said, so therefore you, John, and all the American people have given the correct response that the paralytic knows that you have been sufficiently conditioned to not be a big problem. So I call them psychological probes. Periodically they'll do some psychological probes. And so what they've done is, like we were talking about originally with the Christian denominations, the Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, and so forth, is they've conditioned them to think that, well, I'm basically good, so I don't really have to worry about these very, very specific requirements in the Bible that, that thou shalt not, or you're going to hell. I don't really have to worry about that. And so what they've done in this situation is the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. They basically have conditioned the public to a position of thinking, well, I basically feel okay. See, morally, I'm basically good, so I'm going to heaven. It doesn't matter what I am, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Catholic, Presbyterian, it doesn't matter. I'm basically good. And so it doesn't matter if I fornicate or whatever, commit adultery. It doesn't matter. And so in this situation, it's the same thing. I basically feel good. And so what's the problem? I'm not going to think. The last thing they want you to do is think. They don't want you to think. And so they say, well, I basically feel good. And therefore, as long as I feel okay, then I don't have to think about these problems. And that's where they wanted to get the public to. It used to be years ago, decades ago, people actually thought. People would actually think like I was just explaining. They would ask these questions. They would say, well, if this little toothpaste tube's easy and the chemicals are making, we better watch out, and we better in advance come up with some sort of response in case in the future some terrorist happens to be able to make some easily made chemical bomb in a toothpaste tube. I mean, that's the way they used to think. People used to think that way, And even more importantly, they actually thought. But what they've done, and I've explained this many times, is they don't want you to think. And that's why in my book, The Power Elite, Their History and Future, I talk about these things, the psychological conditioning of people, so that they move from the cognitive, which is your basic thinking mode, you know, reading, writing, math, analytical thought, to the affective domain. It really hit the full force in the 60s. And then proceeded from there in the affective domain, where they used to ask me in the 60s, what do you think about this, Dennis? What do you think about this? But then they started switching, and by the time I got to Washington, everybody was saying, well, how do you feel about this, Dennis? How do you feel about that? They said feel instead of think, because feeling is the affective domain. It's the emotions, the social relationships, the feeling. And it wasn't just, you know, hey, you know, we're bored, let's start feeling something. They wanted people to do that because feelings are more easily manipulated, right? You can't manipulate thought. I mean, there's either five good reasons to buy Pepsi or there's not five good reasons to buy Pepsi. They don't want you to do that. They want you to see a nice, happy crowd of young people drinking Pepsi, and then you say, I want to feel, get it, feel happy too, so I'll drink Pepsi. See, they want you to switch so that you don't think, you simply react based on feeling. And then they got you because they, you know, they know how to manipulate feeling. They, I mean, Edward Bernays, you know, the whole bit. It's harder to manipulate thought, see, but it's easy to manipulate feeling. And so once they get to the public to that mode, then they have the public today say, well, I feel okay, and so I'm not going to think. You know, thinking might bring to mind a problem. I don't want a problem. I want to avoid problem. I don't want to be organized. The organization takes effort, time, and planning, and you know. And I just don't want to do that. I just want to feel good. See, that's all I want to be. I want to feel good, and I'm basically good. So what they've done is they've dumbed the public down to like an instinctive animal. See, animals are sort of like that, right? Animals, yeah, they think, but they basically act on instinct. And feelings, you know, they have a certain fear. You know, fear is like a feeling, and so on. And so, what they've done is reduced the public to a bunch of sheep. You know, and sheep is very appropriate because sheep can be led all over the place, anywhere. Maybe they should say gerbils. I don't know. So anyway, what they've done is reduced the human being from a thinking individual, you know, higher order thinking individual, to someone who is basically sort of an animal. You know, hey, you know, I've got an itch, I'll scratch it. It doesn't matter. I saw the squirrel, this poor squirrel, and he kept scratching himself, and he literally scratched the fur off his body and so forth. And I said, you know, that the poor thing is just reacting based on feeling. He has an itch, so he scratches. He doesn't think. You know, if I keep scratching myself, I'm going to claw, you know, the skin off my body. I'm going to get an infection. I'm going to die. He doesn't think like that. He just reacts to this feeling. You know, I have an itch. I scratch like that. And so that's where they've gotten the public to. And they've successfully done that. And that was what I was joking with John Loeffler about. That as long as, you know, John, you and the American people just sort of say, hey, you know, it's typical or whatever. And as long as you don't think about it, then they know that their psychological probe has been successful, that it's okay now to go to the next step, which they will do pretty soon. don't worry about it. They'll move right along. All right, so now, given that introduction, which as usual takes about three-fourths of the program, I'll get back to the book that I've done, The Power Elite, their history and future. And where we were last time was talking about this very subject. We were on the chapter called The Psychological Conditioning of America. And I remember telling your audience about how they would have various people or themes, like Laverne and Shirley. Their theme song would be Read Us Any Rule, We'll Break It. Say, ha, ha, ha. Funny show, Read Us Any Rule, We'll Break It. And so they get people into that mode, you know, ha-ha, break a rule, no big deal. See, that's a psychological conditioning. And so they would do that. And then I mentioned how in this latter area of this TV advertising, and it's perhaps the most insidious part of this thing, it comes not just in the form of the content of the ads, but in the method that is produced. And you noticed about, and what I'm doing here is reproducing an article I had in the Orlando Sentinel about 25 years ago. And so I'm talking about 25 years ago. So you can see where this thing basically was starting in its early stages. And I said, in the last couple of years, in fact, 25 years ago, there have been an increasing number of commercials with flashing lights and quickly changing images. I asked a university professor of TV communications, I did this, about this new type of hyper-reality that was being promoted. I thought one's natural inclination would be to turn away from that which is stressful to the eye. And I didn't see how that could help sell a company's product. But the professor explained to me that about 4 to 5 years ago, many of the people who had produced music videos had become involved in commercial advertising. And a concept was developed that no longer appealed to the reasons viewers should buy a particular product, but rather through quick images showed a lifestyle with which a target audience would associate. And what was at work in the mind of the viewer during these ads is this. The reason that most people can fill in the blanks for these things like this, things go better with blank, you know, Coke, and have you driven a blank lately? Have you driven a Ford lately? The reason most people can do that easily is because they have seen those messages repeated over and over again in the ads. Now, what if instead of stating a message just once in an ad, the message was flashed repeatedly in front of the viewer? Instead of just one mental image or imprint, there would be many. Also, whenever the eye sees quickly changing images, there is a tendency to try to focus one's concentration all the more. When the final message remains clearly on the screen, the mind, in its relief at being given an unchanging image, absorbs the final message more fully. See, you flash, 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 then bang, that image. So your mind is bing, 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 absorbing like that, and then you hit them with the long, constant display of the key message. So they know how to do this thing. It's easy to see the tremendous and ominous potential that type of advertising can have in the form of mental conditioning or indoctrination even. Especially if a person's will can be controlled, then you say, well, nah, I can't control my will. I have my will. I control my will. Well, in that regard, and I'm still in this article I did 25 years ago, Professor Willis Harmon, who Dr. Sand knows, he's deceased now. He was at Stanford University's Engineering Economic Systems Department. Willis Harmon believed that a person's behavior is governed far more extensively than we realize by the unconscious or subconscious mind. Research has already shown that quick flashes of subliminal messages have been successfully used as conditioning or programming tools. And then research about 5 years before that, the 25 years ago, about the same time as the new TV ads began, there was an article by Benjamin Libet, L-I-B-E-T. He was a professor of neurophysiology at the University of California, San Francisco. And he wrote this article in a journal called The Brain and Behavioral Sciences. And in there, he indicated that, quote, the conscious mind does not initiate voluntary action, end quote. Monitors had revealed that about a half second before a muscle flexes, for example, an unconscious part of the brain sends a signal, seemingly to prepare the conscious part of the brain for action. Libet said the conscious part of the brain can veto the unconscious signal, but then I asked the question, what if the person's will has been conditioned not to veto the signal? What if the person has seen the Nike slogan, quote, just do it, quote, so many times that he or she just does it, whatever it is? What does just do it mean? Is it like if it feels good, do it? Remember that slogan they used to have in the 60s, it feels good, do it? After all, the commercial doesn't say just buy Nike. Usually people say just do it when they are advising someone to stop thinking. They stop thinking about the pros and cons of some value judgment or when they are ordering someone to do something. In a landmark trial that began in Reno, Nevada, the rock group Judas Priest, this is 25 years ago, is alleged to have subliminal message do it on their album called Stained Glass, which supposedly led to the suicides of two teens who chanted just do it, do it, do it before they shot themselves after hearing the album. One of the teens survived long enough to say that it was as though the music controlled his actions, leaving him without a free will. And, quote, he said, it was like a self-destruct that went off. We had been programmed, end quote. That's what the teen said. And so my final comment in the article was Dr. Roberto Saggioli, the founder of psychosynthesis, believed, and he was also a disciple of Alice Bailey. He was one of those disciples, Alice Bailey, that Luciferian used to talk about. Dr. Roberto Saggioli, founder of psychosynthesis, believed it is possible, actually possible, to train the will. And if one can gradually condition the will by TV ads, then the brave new world, you know, here it's coming. Our freedom will be lost to indoctrination before most people aren't even aware of what's happening to them. And this should be, I say, of great cause and concern to all Americans. I wrote that about 20, 25 years ago.
And I fear very much that's exactly what's happened today. Through the television, certainly through radio, through all sorts of things, and what we read in newspapers, read certainly in magazines, what we read in books, they're able to control our minds, they're able to control our reality. Six major corporations that tie into the Brotherhood control 90% of the major media outlets in America, and they largely control what we think and believe. Well, Dennis, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, I'll close the program by closing this chapter in my book, The Power Elite, Their History and Future. I'll close the chapter on the psychological conditioning of people. And the next chapter we'll take up next time will be called The Power Elite's Use of Misdirection. And so the conclusion of this chapter, the psychological conditioning chapter, I say the other day someone asked me, what the repetitious sound was they were hearing on a TV ad. And I explained to them, I said, it's what Bertrand Russell referred to as a sound, quote, repeatedly intoned, end quote. And that was used to condition or program people as part of a mass psychology means of control. The idea was that just as the repeatedly intoned sound would remain in the listener's mind, so too would be the accompanying message, thereby making the sponsor's product more likely to be purchased by the listener. And then I finally say, another favorite psychological technique of the Power Elite employs to control the masses is using crises and the public response to them to further their Power Elite's objectives. For example, after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, the public desired greater security, so the Power Elite was ready to provide the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act, which eroded our freedom. And that's why the Washington Post, ABC, had a poll immediately, that very afternoon, the results of a poll that showed that two-thirds of the American people would be willing to give up some of our freedom for security. And so they, you know, there was a test and a successful psychological probe, and the results that came back immediately that it was successful. The public had been conditioned to do exactly what the Power Elite wanted them to.
Well, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure that they knew exactly what they're doing. As far as I'm concerned, what happened on September 11th, all you need to do is watch Building Number 7 come down. It was a controlled demolition. And Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Then, of course, the whole thing was a controlled demolition. They wanted an excuse to go to war, and they got it. And the American people, the day before, September 11th, 2001, the American people didn't want to go to war. 99% of the American people didn't want to go to war. And certainly within 24 hours afterwards, why the majority were willing to go. Dr. Cuddy, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. Parting thought, and we'll let you go.
Condoleezza Rice, our national security advisor, had been conditioned so that she was waiting for actionable intelligence, like Osama saying, hey, Condi, next Tuesday, you know, a flight will be taken over and crashed, before she could do anything.
Well, we live in difficult times, but at least we have a voice. God bless you. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy the conversations with Dr. Cuddy. If you'd like to know, first of all, about the control of the media, we have a wonderful book written by a left-wing college professor from the University of California School of Journalism in Berkeley. But that's all right. I don't care whether he's right, left, or has a pointed head. His name is Ben Bagdicki, and I've talked to him. I couldn't get him to come on the program, but he's a very nice person, and he spent 30 years studying the control of the media. And he wrote a series of books, and his last one was written in 2004. We carry it. It's called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, it's available from Radio Liberty. He points out that at that time, six major corporations controlled 90% of the media and were able to control what the American people think. Now, because he's a left-winger, he thinks the right-wing control the media. The people on the right can think that the people on the left control the media, but it's really neither. It is basically the brotherhood, or what I call the brotherhood of darkness. Dr. Cuddy calls the power elite. Dan Smoot called the invisible government. Charles Higham called the fraternity. Doesn't matter what you call them. A small group of people tie into the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. And all you need to do, certainly, is go through and pick out, certainly, the six major corporations. And that, of course, is starts with AOL, Time Warner. They split up, but they still work together. Bertelsmann, a German corporation with extensive holdings in America. Viacom controls CBS. Disney controls ABC, Comcast. Sydney controls and the Clear Channel. And then, of course, Rupert Murdoch that controls newspapers in London and controls certainly the Wall Street Journal and Fox News. And basically, these six or seven corporations control 90% of the media. And suddenly, they've bought up all the major publishers, and as a result, they largely control what the American people think and believe. The book, This New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And after 30 years of studying the media, Dr. Bendickian, Professor Bendickian, came to the conclusion that certainly 90% of the media were controlled by these six corporations that he identified in 2004. And he's absolutely right. They control what we believe. If you have any question what happened on September 11th, you need to get the DVDs. They're for Richard Gage's turned out, or get our four CD sets on 9/11. 9/11 update, or certainly, why did the buildings come down, where I interviewed the man who was assigned certainly to actually clean up the debris of building number 7. And when I asked him about the cause of building number 7 collapse, he said 99%. It was a controlled demolition. It was a controlled demolition. It was a controlled demolition. They killed all those people, ladies and gentlemen. They want an excuse to go to war, but do you really care? Well, you better care, because we're going to have another war. It's not a matter of if, but when. And they're planning it right now, and they're going to be preparing for us. And how it's going to come together, I don't have all the information, but I do know we're financing both the Shias and the Sunnis over there in the Middle East in preparation for a war there. We're financing the communist Chinese. We're transferring our industries over there. We give our industries that move to communist China special tax breaks, so they'll move their manufacturing over there. So they move the jobs over there. And then, of course, since their living standards raise and our living standards go, and then, of course, now they're able, of course, to build up their military. And within about 3 or 4 years, they'll have the most powerful military in the world. They'll certainly, within 4 years, they'll have the largest gross domestic product, even exceeding ours. All of these things are not happening by accident. We're creating the best enemy that money could buy. And so, of course, we want you to get the information. And, of course, we talk about the danger of Russia. We never talk about the danger of China. And, of course, China basically is preparing for war.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 February 2014. It is Monday. You're in the right place. School class is